On the altar, we have a dedication today. I'm going to be dedicating Natalie Rose Callahan to the Lord. Natalie was born on June 3rd of this year, 2017, at Stony Brook Hospital. And I have been so looking forward to doing this dedication. And yesterday I came down with a cold, so what I'd like to do is, if Uncle Pastor Mike doesn't mind, when it comes time to take the baby, would you do that for me? And I will stay away from touching her, unfortunately. The best part is holding the baby. Oh, well. Well, her mom is Janelle, as we know. She's been a part of this church probably since she could walk, right? Pretty much. She's probably been here longer than me. And of course, as you know, she's Mary Ann Malcolm's daughter, and she serves also in the ladies' ministry here with her mom. And she has one of the most honorable careers and jobs that you can have. She's a stay-at-home mom, giving love and care to her daughters. The dad, this bum over here, Brian, has been in this church about 3 years since they moved down from upstate New York to Long Island and began their family here. And Brian works at Brookhaven Lab and is an integral part of my IT support group. So we get to see each other every day. And he takes my abuse and loves me anyway. And he serves on the church board here at the church and as an usher. So they're involved and have made this their home. Natalie. When I first heard that name, I was thinking, that's kind of like an older name, you know, but it sounded so beautiful. And then Natalie Rose just put it over the top for me. But the name Natalie was derived from the late Latin name Natalia, which means Christmas Day, you believe it or not. And this form is found in many languages, but especially common in French, and German and Dutch and English-speaking countries, as well as Scandinavia. And from the Russian name, Natalia, means birthday. So we have birthday, Christmas Day kind of thing going on with her first name. And it became a very popular French and English name after the Ballet Russe came to Paris in the early 1900s. Rose, of course, is just a beautiful and fragrant flower and is given as a sign of love to each other, various holidays, or just to say, I love you. I have a pink rose here today, and it takes both red and white to make pink, as all you Art 101 graduates know. And so it kind of represents the culmination of both the characteristics of the mom and the characteristics of the dad have blend together and were part of the creation of little Natalie. And so she'll be unique, a little girl unto herself, but she'll carry with her attributes of both her mom and her dad, as fussy as she may think she is. Also, florists do a great job. They knock all the thorns off a rose so you don't stick yourself on them. But unfortunately, life isn't that gracious. And so there are thorns in the path of life. And so we need to keep Natalie and family in prayer as God promises to walk through those times with them and bring them to a better place. Also, the name Rose, or the word Rose, is both sounds and is spelled the same as what we think of Jesus. He rose. He rose from the dead. And so in her name, Natalie, Christmas or birth, and Rose, Easter or resurrection, she carries the gospel of Jesus Christ around with her in her name. Isn't that cool? If you guys don't mind coming forward with whoever's coming with you, Michael, if you give me a hand. Just right in front is good. Well, Miley, you can come up here if you like. could stay there so people could see your pretty face, because if you go behind here, this is what they're going to see. Michael, if you take Natalie at this time. Of course, there's significance to everything we do in a ceremony. And so by taking little Natalie away from mom and dad, we're symbolizing or showing that she really belongs to God. And he's given her to them to take care of, to nurture, as custodians of his property. But their coming here today is a sign that shows that they're giving little Natalie back to God, and honoring and recognizing that she's his from start to finish. Hey, I want to hold you, but you know, I'm diseased. Brian and Janelle, in presenting this child for dedication today, you not only signify your faith in Christianity, but also your desire that she may know the Lord early on and be raised in a home of the Word of God and prayer, and that she will follow God all her life and live and die a Christian and come to everlasting blessedness. In order to attain this holy end, it will be your duty as parents to teach her early on the fear of the Lord, to watch over her education, that she be not led astray, to direct her youthful mind to the Holy Scriptures and bring it to the sanctuary of God to learn and grow in fellowship. Restrain her from evil associations and habits, and as much as depends on you, to bring her up in the training and instruction of the Lord. With the help of God, will you endeavor to do so? We will. Amen. Congregation, I ask you now, will you commit yourself to this body of Christ to support and encourage these parents as they endeavor to fulfill their responsibilities to this child and to assist Natalie Rose by nurturing her growth towards spiritual maturity? If you will say, we will.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that. So I expect you to be praying for this family as God puts them on your heart. Heavenly Father, we do here and now dedicate Natalie Rose Callahan, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray. I'll touch you instead of her, okay? Lord, we humbly pray that you'll take this child into your loving care, abundantly enrich her with your heavenly grace, bring her safely through the perils of childhood, deliver her from temptations of youth, lead her to a personal knowledge of Christ as Savior. Help her to grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all people. And persevere in the faith to the end. Uphold the parents with loving care, that with wise counsel and holy example, they may faithfully discharge the responsibilities both to this child and to you. And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen.